Hey, Aubrey.
Hey, love. Did I catch you busy?
Oh, I'm just sitting here working with Christy on some stuff, and I have you on speakerphone.
Hey, Miss Christy, how are you?
I'm good, dear. How are you?
Good. How's business been? Good?
It's just okay. It's just okay. Yes, I actually I was going to talk to Dad because to see if he can get me some prices because I am going to meet with a customer on a three and a half and a five upcoming sale on a Radiant maybe or a Princess Cut on Monday, but I don't have any specifics yet.
Why don't I just send an email over? Do you mind, Mr. Phillip, with what we have in stock right now?
Yeah, anything you want. Also, I'm on your website right as we speak.
Okay. I actually was calling about that, too, so go ahead.
Well, trying to look up a 4-carat Radiant.
Mm-hmm.
GVS1, no fluorescence, but it's good and good. You're probably not going to have anything like that, but it's GIA.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, include some parameters on that. This is a stone that has been offered to us for sale by a customer.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So
price on something like that if that helps you. If I don't have something in the system just like it, because
okay,
right now
those
big stones are a dime a dozen. So if you could steal it, steal the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm having trouble finding and sourcing out fancies anywhere in any half size ranges over 2 carats. But especially in that 3.5 to 4 to 5 carat range, that's where the world's sitting on these larger carats.
So they have plenty of them?
Well, if I don't have exactly a GVS1, I might have something else that I can come up with somewhat of a number or go to Mike and say, what would you pay for something
like
this? That wrap number.
Well, and this being a good and good, it's going to be quite a bit behind the wrap.
I don't know, because good and good doesn't always dictate. It's always the size. What's the size of it? Let me just check on my wrap calculator real quick.
410.
410 exactly?
And it is a 9.88 by 8.60.
Yeah, make doesn't make a difference. What's the colors? You said G, and the other one is VS1, correct? Yeah.
VS1.
Okay, perfect. Let me just go to GVS1 410 and see what that number pops up. So your price per carat, full price of wrap, and mind you, on stones like this, we're going to be anywhere from 20 to about 40 back, so it's going to vary a lot depending on, like you said, that make and everything, but your full wrap cost is $30,000. So something like this is going to be 123,000 for something like this full wrap. I would scale it back to probably close to 35 to 40 back if I had to go find it right now for you and you had to buy it from me. So take about 40% off that number, which does align here. I'm looking at some of our elongated cushions. Yeah.
72,000.
My number was going to be anywhere from 65 to 85 for you if I was going to be generalizing. But that's how I generalize, is just going off of wrap and then what the market dictates and how we buy it. So I don't get to be a part of the buyer's world, nor do I want to be. Those numbers scare me.
No, your people pay less than 25 cents on the wholesale dollar. So if they were bidding on that, they'd be bidding about $15,000 on that stone to me. I know. I tried it before with you.
No, well, maybe, but it always changes.
That's why I don't try to sell anything to you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to sell stuff to us, it's just because we have so many people that bring us stuff. So he always looks at it, well, if I can get it here at this value, why disparage or harm a relationship kind of thing?
Yeah, I get it.
But, I mean, can you shift on that 4-carat possibly and go larger with a cushion or... Where can I vary, and does it have to be more square or more rectangular for your call and your daughter's?
So this is what she's tried on. She's tried on at the biggest retail store here in town. She's tried on a cushion. She's tried on a Princess, and then she's tried on a Radiant. I told her, I said, being in the business, the cushion cut is the last shape I'd ever buy. I mean, because it just is. You know,
because of the weight, and you can't guarantee what it looks like online, and I get it. From that perspective, I can't even match them up unless I'm right next to them, even if the millimeters are the same. Well, because cushions have that mommy belly, right? They have all that underweight.
I said you just have a lot of weight in the belly. You don't see it, and when it's mounted, it looks like a round, so you might as well buy a round because you're going to get a bigger millimeter.
Yeah, and most cushions can be routed right in round mountings. That's kind of the variant of cushions,
which
I get. But sometimes I can find them a little bit cheaper, and our makes were really particular on and getting more of that, like, cushion brilliant from the...
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm super lucky when it comes to a cushion. So it's either between a cushion, a princess, or a radiant, and that's kind of where we are. I told her that I would meet with her on Monday and that we would play with some CZs to look and see what best looks good on her hand. I personally think she's probably going to be between the princess and the radiant, to be honest. I really will see her as a princess cut, to be honest. But so anywhere those three shapes would be okay with me.
Okay. I just sent you, Mr. Phillip, an in and out list of everything that's I1 plus and K plus. You'll notice there's not a whole lot on the list. So I'll go and call the city.
Well, not a whole lot on the list actually helps me narrow down.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. And then once she picks a shape, I can get a little bit more specific. Right now, I think he'd be ready to buy 3.5. I think if it's a 5, he has to wait on a business deal for a couple of months.
Okay.
And he wasn't sure if she wanted to... a 5, to be honest. And I said, well, honey, if he's offering you a 5,
go big. You go with a 5. Exactly.
That's what I told him. But she said, I may not want that 5. And I just said, I have several CZs. Let's just sit down and play and see what you like on your hand. And then do you be able to know what size you want and what size you want? I told her, I said, a cushion is the last shape I would buy, and I'm in the business if that tells you anything. So there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, you're very welcome. I'm sending over, do you think it might be, just because I don't know how familiar your dad is, it fills you in with our lifetime trade-up policy, just to fall back on for you, Chrissy, just because if she feels this way and you find yourself ever in this situation, not just with them, with anybody, we do the lifetime trade-up policy, so you only have to spend $1 the next sale. If you keep your markup at whatever your markup is the same, it always works for your numbers. And Mr. Phillip is way better than numbers than I ever thought about being. So I'm sure he could help you in that perspective. But if she needed to get, or he needed to, like, don't put off love in the sale, right? Just keep it moving forward. And if she wanted or he wanted to upgrade next year or the day after she receives it, come on in. Careful, trade it right back on. And even if it's not a princess cut, she's not happy after a year, or the divorce happens, and it works in so many scenarios to help you save that sale for you. So definitely use that to your advantage with this guy if it could work for you.
Yeah, and I will actually mention that, because I told her, I was like, if this is the last ring he's ever going to buy you, then you need to take advantage of the 5. And she said, I don't believe it is. And I said, okay, so that's – and I know that Dad just he just did an exchange with you within this last year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He told me. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I'll bring that up with her.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Let her know that. So that's great.
It's so great, because the other thing it really helps with, too, is, like, the overall look. People that have money that can afford this kind of stuff, I notice they're willing to change their looks a lot. And it can help you in so many different ways. I also sent over, if you're ever interested in more media content just to help boost your business, your dad, I sent him about 60 different photos of, like, I don't know, a bunch of natural rocks next to a 20-carat diamond that we have in our inventory. I just thought, let's talk big stone talk more frequently. I was kind of talking with your dad about it this morning and sending him the details with, like, the little taglines. Feel free to use that. I know you and I don't get a chance to speak, But I think the world of your dad, and I know you do too, but I think the world of him. So if I can help you ever, please know I'm just a phone call away ever.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
No,
thank
and I appreciate Mr. Phillips finally gave us a real introduction, that man. You got to love him, though, him and his tuna fish sandwiches or his coffee in the morning. I call him out, girl. You better get my number just so you could tell me what's going on with that man.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You
so
can't
much.
Not love somebody that's so willing to help everybody else. I've been in the industry for only 17 years, but, God, that man knows more people. And that's the other reason, and I'll leave you with this so you guys can chat. Mr. Phillips, in the future, can you please, my owner is so, Mike, I talked to him about all of our concerns with the website and then with Podium, and he literally was like, no, let me repeat this. I'm writing it all down. And then at the end he said, you know what? This is all great content information, because I said exactly what you said to me, like, listen, don't reinvent the wheel. If Stellar's doing it really well, and just follow what they're doing with our jewelry program so it's easier, because we're probably losing than just more Mr. Phillip. Mr. Phillip is honest and tells me where his struggles are, and you're hearing it from me, but I notice a lot of other jewelers of mine don't push that shopping cart because they don't have all the information they need to do so. So I just think, you know, in the future, and he goes, you know what, can you ask him a favor? I said, what, can we work with him? Can we work directly with him? He's got a lot. And so I mentioned how you had shared with me some of your content with Mr. M. Morris Zales, and I said, he's got a lot of details that could really help us. If you ever want to have a conversation, he goes, we got to set that up after the first of the year. And we are going to be working on the website, and he apologizes, and as I obviously always do, but he would love your details and your content and maybe just some of your background on how or what you would like to see on the website so that he can adapt it accurately. He doesn't get the perspective of, hey, this works for us to get information out, but he sometimes forgets that you guys are the ones who are doing the ordering budding or the calling up, and if it doesn't make sense, a confused mind always says no. So I kind of just used a lot of his own verbiage on him, and he's like, you're right. So I thank you for your help on that conversation, Mr. Phillip.
Okay, you're welcome. By the way, my customer bought a pair of diamond earrings somewhere else, so never mind on the hoops.
All right. Well, show your lovely Miss Chrissy there all them photos. You got them, and you got the content. Did you like it?
Okay. I hadn't seen it yet. I'm busy writing up memos for her.
Oh, you got it. Go do that then. Bye, Miss Christy. Right. Have a good rest of the season.
Bye-bye.
Get my number.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.